Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
Don't you always want to be the best you can be?
The Frankie Boyer Show.
What is this?
It's more than a lifestyle show.
It's a show about living in today's world.
I think something is happening.
Frankie enthusiastically brings an amazing, eclectic mix to the airwaves.
You got that right.
One of the reasons she's earned legions of loyal fans is very simple. When you listen to the Frankie Boyer Show, you just never know what's going to happen next.
So listen for yourself.
Here is Frankie Boyer.
And welcome. It is a pleasure to have you with us today right here on BizTalk Radio, biztalkradio.com. And we kick things off today with a gentleman who is giving such important service to firefighters and our first responders. Because those first responders are putting themselves in harm's way several times, not once, but several times in a day. Could be several times in a day. And the question becomes, for all of us, not just for the firefighters working with sleep issues and stress and chronic inflammation and hormonal balances and low back pain. Yeah, it's all of us. It's all of us. So joining us today is John Hoffman. John is a strength and conditioning coach. John, your life has had a little bit of a twist and a turn, and I'm so thrilled to have you with us today. Welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me. I really appreciate it. It's a great honor to be on your show.
And can we also just give a shout out just for just a quick second. I just want to mention that John had a professor who's a dear friend of mine, one of my dearest friends. And this woman is such an extraordinary teacher. And I just have to shout out that if you don't think teachers make a difference in this world, professors don't make a difference in this world, you need to know Professor Joanne Spitz, because she does make a difference in every one of her students. And so I just had to shout it out, John.
Absolutely. I mean, Joanne actually had a profound impact on my life personally while I was attending college. So to this day, about 20-some years later, I still stay in contact with her. And, you know, yeah, teachers actually have that ability to, you know, influence and have a positive change on their students.
Absolutely. So we just have to say that. But let's get back to the reality of life and the stresses, the stress that we all are under.
Yeah, I mean, it's something that most people actually deal with from a day-to-day basis. And, you know, it's just more heightened, or I guess more multiplied, you know, in public safety.
So tell us how you got into this field and what you recommend and how there's some relief for the amount of stress that many of us are dealing with.
Well, I mean, I actually came into this field by accident. I was very fortunate to be at the right place at the right time. You know, preparation obviously plays a big role, but you know, about 10 years ago, there was a department looking to hire a full-time strength and conditioning professional, and this was kind of an unheard concept, you know, the idea of actually having a coach there to take care of the firefighters. And, you know, with that came a lot of learning on my end. You know, I wasn't really familiar with the fire service. All I knew, you know, is what everybody else kind of knew, what you see on TV. And with that, you start to really ingrain yourself in this culture. And what you start to realize, you know, it's more than just exercise, but rather, you know, how does the job affect them? You know, what are we looking at here? And we can't really change the job. And a lot of this can be attributed to, you know, the lack of sleep, the stress, the comic traumatic exposures that they have. You know, it's never the big things. It's always the accumulation of little things that start to creep up on them, and it impacts their overall health. It's not much different in the regular, you know, again, in the regular society when people are, you know, have normal day 9-to-5 jobs. And we see, you know, this idea of stress. And really what we're trying to actually say is, you know, how do we approach stress? Is it a good or a bad thing? And years ago, while I was getting my master's, it was pretty simple. You know, in a debate with one of my professors, it was stress is just an outside stimulus placed upon the body so it can react. With that kind of definition, it's okay, well, how can we help reduce the stress? What can we do? And, you know, today's day and age, you know, with the internet and all the information, we're actually overstressed. We're constantly wired. We're always in tune. We actually have to go back to, you know, simple things to actually help, you know, help them reduce this high level of stress.
Absolutely. You've written a book, Beyond the Turnouts, by the way, which is available on John's website, which is, go ahead and give out that website.
911tacticalperformance.com.
Okay. Wonderful. How, you know, we always talk about taking care of ourselves in a healthy way. We just did a segment yesterday with a mom, and, you know, if anything happens on an airplane, the first thing they tell you is put the oxygen on yourself first, you know. But we are so busy all the time. You know, we're constantly being thrown loops and we as individuals, not even firefighters, we joke it. I have a friend in the West Coast, and I joke all the time. What's up with you today? Well, I was another firefighter. All I did was put out fires all day. It's just like, it's what we do as Americans. You know, we're just so conditioned to putting out fires, to putting, you know, trying to figure out the stresses in our lives.
It's very true. I mean, you really look at it, all we're doing actually is constantly putting out fires and taking two steps backwards constantly, you know, and one step forward, and we really never really progress anywhere. And the one thing I've learned as an athlete, you know, when I was on the U.S. kayaking team and, you know, resident athletes at the Olympic Training Center, you start to really take a step back and go, look, goal setting is important, but at the same time, allowing yourself to enjoy the goal when you achieved it is just as important. And more nowadays, everybody is just putting goals, and moving on to the next one. And, you know, really, you got to allow yourself to step back and go, hey, this was good, you know, and let me enjoy this for a second before I move on to the next, you know, goal that I want to achieve.
Right. It's really critical to be physically able to do that. And I'm, you know, I've been doing my Fitbit for a couple of years now, and it has been wonderful. But, you know, I just went back to the gym, and I've been doing arms with a trainer once a week, but I started to go back to the gym. My gym buddy is back in town, and so I've been back into the gym again. And I can feel the difference. You know, yes, the walking and getting the 10,000 steps in a day is so important. It's critical. But it's... And I'm looking at the older men in the gym and how physically fit they are and how they have endurance and stress. It's amazing.
And actually, you know, let's really look at, you know, like you said, you know, what are we getting from the gym? You know, all we're trying to do, I mean, I remember myself playing football at UMass Boston. And, you know, you were young and you were going to the weight room to work out with the music blasting. But now in my 40s, I start to go, hey, this is my time to actually decompress. And, you know, and weightlifting is a good way. It's kind of low intensity where you help bring down that cortisol that's always wired. You know, elevated cortisol could be very, very dangerous. We see that on the fire side, you know, from the lack of sleep. And now you can say with normal people, sleep is just as important as exercise. We don't get enough of it. So what we're trying to do is reduce that cortisol. Well, we can do that in the gym with low-intensity running, you know, low-intensity weight training. You know, how about we decompress or de-stress ourselves in the exercise room instead of constantly amping everything up? Everything is high intensity. Sometimes
right.
It's actually okay to go long and slow.
Absolutely. And the other thing that we talked about earlier about Professor Spitz was the importance of having connections, having people care, people that, you know, extending each other. This is a multi-prong approach to stress, as you teach about, John.
I mean, really what we're doing, it is, and you got to have people around you. You know, Teddy Roosevelt, I always loved his saying, and it really hit home with me 10 years ago working with the firefighters. I mean, coming from the outside as a civilian into their world and trying to be embraced is a big challenge, you know. They're gonna test you to see where you're at. And nobody really cares how much you know until they know how much you care. And really, that's what, you know, you're doing as a coach with these individuals. You know, we work with their families, we work with their kids, we work with everybody involved in the fire service. And that's really what it is. It's a network, and you have to have people around you to actually make it more positive.
I love your message. I love what you're saying. And how can people find out more about you, the work you're doing, all the training that you provide for the firefighters and for our first responders?
Well, you can find more information at 911tacticalperformance.com or Elite Sports University, where we actually have online education for first responders that address a number of health issues, from health screenings and cancer screenings to what would be the best type of exercise.
Perfect.
So these are actually areas you can get.
We need more of this conversation, John Hoffman, and we invite you back. This is Frankie Boyer. Stay tuned. You're listening to us on Biz Talk Radio, biztalkradio.com.
Mom, can I have some Spry?
Sure, honey.
Thanks, Mom.
You know what that is? That's the sound of my child thanking me for giving her something that's actually good for her teeth. Spry Gum is part of the Spry Dental Defense System, a complete line of oral care products made with 100% xylitol, the all-natural sweetener with proven dental benefits. So when we're at home, my whole family uses Spry toothpaste and mouthwash to help strengthen our teeth and reduce the risk of tooth decay. And when we're on the go, I just throw some Spry gum and mints right into my bag. My kids love it, and I love that it's all natural. No sugar, no aspartame, or any other chemicals. Just think of that. I reward my kids for taking care of their teeth at home by giving them gum and mints on the go that are good for their teeth. Visit SpryDental.com or ask for Spry by name at your local health food store. You can also ask your dentist about Spry. And make sure your mouth is receiving all the benefits of 100% xylitol products.
At Whole Foods, Vitamin Shoppe, Sprouts, Kroger's, and all natural product retailers. Find a retailer near you at clear.com.
The future of holistic health is here. Possessing the power to maintain wellness at the cellular level, RegActive is a revolutionary and remarkable new supplement that will transform the future of preventative and restorative health. RegActive features the innovative probiotic strain ME3, a patented probiotic with over 20 years of research proven to naturally stimulate and produce glutathione, the body's master antioxidant. Glutathione is used by all of our cells, especially in the fight against free radicals, environmental toxins, and the effects of aging. Our levels of glutathione decrease dramatically as we age, leaving us very vulnerable to age-related health issues. Revolutionary, remarkable, RegActive. RegActive is from Essential Formulas, renowned for introducing Dr. O'Hara's probiotics to the United States 15 years ago. Look for RegActive at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide where Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are sold.
What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember, we specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more. And we have great rates for smokers, too. So call today. 800-957-6068. 800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-935-0752 now and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Melberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making with Their Investments Today and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-935-0752. That's 800-935-0752. Employees of J.D. Melberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Biz Talk Radio.
And welcome back. It is Frankie Boyer, Biz Talk Radio. And according to the American Heart Association, pets can help people live longer. The benefits of having a dog for 6 months were lower blood pressure, less stress, and a decreased risk of death. Yes, unbelievable. Joining us today is Carlene Montes de Oca, and her book is Dog as My Doctor, Cat as My Nurse, An Animal Lover's Guide to a Healthy, Happy, and Extraordinary Life. And it is a pleasure. You're an acupuncturist, a plant-based nutritionist, consultant based in the San Francisco area, and former film editor, and now author. And it's such a pleasure. Welcome to the program, Carlene.
Thank you so much, Frankie. It's my pleasure to be here.
So your book, Dog is My Doctor, Cat is My Nurse, it really talks about these incredible relationships that we have in our lives and how they affect our overall health.
Absolutely, absolutely. It's interesting because so many people are focused on their physical well-being and they forget that it's you know, we're a whole body, mind, body, spirit. And that's what I see, that our animal friends and especially the ones that we live so closely with can benefit every single aspect of our well-being.
So do you have a dog or a cat or both?
Well, in my book, I talk about the six dogs. I call it the six pack that I had, which were, they're all rescue, four dogs and two cats. And right now I have two dogs, and one is 14 and one is 16.
Oh, my goodness. They're living to be good. Okay, we believe in holistic living because you've, this mm-hmm. is what your career is based on, Carlene, is holistic
yeah.
health. And you've worked in the film industry. You've edited movies such as Honey, I Shrunk the Kids, Alive, Three Men and a Little Lady. Was it that stress of that job that made you realize, wait a minute, there's got to be more to this than what I've been doing?
Absolutely. I always tell people I kind of went through the three D's. Basically, I there was so much stress. I didn't realize, although I love the film business, I didn't realize she was going to be such a tough taskmaster. And that meant like 24/7 having to be there, not a lot of breaks, not eating the best food, never exercising. So I ended up at a doctor's office, and he was really concerned about my levels of stress and also my high blood sugar levels. So I always say, well, okay, I was under distress, I was under going towards disease, and then I hit the third D, which was divorce. So all at the same time. So all of that made me think I have to just kind of re-see my life here. And my cats, I had cats at the time, and they really helped me through that divorce. So instead of kind of going through anxiety medicines and, medicines to help me sleep because I had insomnia, my cats were there, and they really helped me just kind of decrease my stress. They helped mm-hmm. me feel safe. They helped me feel loved, all of those things.
I have a friend who's recovered from cancer, And right in the middle of this battle that she's been fighting and had to have her ovaries removed and her surgery, radiation, and all kinds of things with her breast. But she adopted an older cat, and he's about 6 or 7, and he was the stud of the group. Beautiful, beautiful cat. And it's so strange to see. He's been with her now almost a year. And she... you would never know that she had an ailment. You would never know that there was an issue because she's just so... her attitude has always been fabulous, but even more so now with this cat.
I've heard that in so many different ways, you know, because we're all unique and we all have our different stories. But, and I write about that with, like, for example, that made me think of a woman who told me, as a mother, told me the story of her daughter who's going through a very severe cancer. I think it may be at stage 4 right now, but that the only thing that changes her mood and changes the grayness of kind of the energy around her and makes her smile is this dog they bring in. And she said it just completely not only affects the daughter and makes her feel better, but the rest of the family around her. And she even like learns about, she said that the biggest lesson for her as a mother was to be herself. She says the dog gives all the love he wants, and if he's asked if they say that's enough, he says that, you know, he walks out and he's fine. He's not upset. So she says, I need to do that. I need to be there and give as much love as I can and be okay, you know, with that. And, you know, when people tell me to go away, I can do that too. But she thought that the dog was a great example.
Yeah, yeah, it really is. What's the best way to find the right pet for you? Because there isn't anything, you know, if you don't have the right match, it's never going to work. So how do you find what animal would be best for you?
Well, for starters, I always encourage adoption because there's also health benefits to serving, you know, to being of service. And I find that when we go and we adopt and, you know, we're of service to another being, that has tremendous health benefits as well. You know, strengthens our immune system. It decreases our anxiety, can decrease our depression, and sometimes give us a sense of purpose. But having said that, I would say go maybe volunteer first at a shelter. Maybe take that dog out on walks and see, or maybe it's a cat that you want to come and visit. But spend a little time. You don't have to make a rushed decision. Take time, volunteer. Maybe you could foster. And also the rescues are usually very good at filtering out and seeing what good matches are. So I would say take your time, be patient, and know sometimes the animal will pick you, and that's usually what I see.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. But, you know, you don't want, if you're not very active, you're not going to want a doodle because they want a lot of action. They want to walk a lot, you know, but if you want a lap dog or real... you know, cutie pie, you know.
And that's important to see for sure. But on the other hand, I've also seen some older people who've said, oh, I can't walk. I can't do that. And then they get a dog who forces them out into the world. You know, I'm not saying they should get maybe a terrier or something that's going to, an Australian shepherd that's going to get them to be running marathons. But sometimes what I see is, for example, dogs can encourage you to do more than you expected, which is kind of good for a lot of us who are sitting around a lot.
Right. Absolutely. I have a little, my friend's dog that hangs with me now all the time. He's constantly in my apartment. It's like he doesn't know where to go, his place or my place. It's like he's comfortable in both. He has two homes now. He's an English Cocker Spaniel. He's very needy, and he's kind of... he's very adorable, but I can't imagine though my life without dogs. I just love dogs so much. I just can't even imagine. So this is a book that I strongly encourage. If you are thinking about how an animal can help you in your life, Carlin's book, Dog is My Doctor, Cat is My Nurse, is absolutely brilliant. And congratulations. What's the best website? How can people find out more about you and the work you're doing?
Absolutely. If they go to animalhumanhealth.com, animalhumanhealth.com,
okay.
That's my website.
Thank you so much. And we'll be back in a moment. Frankie Boyer, stay tuned. Biz Talk Radio.
This is Frankie Boyer. Joining me today is Keith Morey from Super Good Stuff. Keith, welcome. It's nice to have you with us. There is a formula that you have created. You make products that make us function better in the world, and one of them is neuromuscular support. What exactly is this product?
It's really basic. It's daisy flowers, grape leaves, and olive pit fractions. Nothing you've ever heard of. But for tight shoulders, lower back, any discomfort dealing with muscle tension, it's amazing, and it works 10 to 12 minutes. But it is absolutely fabulous. If it doesn't work for you, if you don't like it, we'll give you your money back.
That's neuromuscular support, and you can find this in all of the products at supergoodstuff.com, or you can call 949-651-6355. That's 949-651-6355. This is Frankie Boyer with Keith Morey.
I'm KFC's Extra Crispy Colonel, and you're the extra busy regular person who has to make dinner for a family of four. But you can shirk that responsibility because my Extra Crispy $20 fill-up from KFC contains 8 pieces of freshly double-breaded Extra Crispy chicken, 4 biscuits, 2 orders of mashed potatoes, and a side of coleslaw for just $20. That'll feed them. KFC, it's extra crispy good.
Pricing and participation may vary. Tax and substitutions extra.
U2 America TV, featuring original live programs created with you in mind. Engage with shows through social media and the U2 America app. America Trends with Dr. Gina covers the trending topics of the day and allows viewers to interact with the show. Sully's Biz Brew is business with a barroom slant, delivered with a twist. Visit U2America.com to find a channel near you. U2 America, red, white, and you.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. Call 800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. That's 800-223-0092.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-595-6619. That's 800-595-6619. Again, 800-595-6619.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570, 800-430-7570, 800-430-7570, that's 800-430-7570.
Biz Talk Radio.
And welcome back. It's Frankie Boyer, Biz Talk Radio. And we tried to have a conversation yesterday, but, you know, technical problems with live radio. And I said, I feel so bad. Sten Morgan graduated from Linfield in Oregon with a bachelor's degree in finance and economics in college. He interned at Northwestern Mutual selling life insurance and quickly rose to the top 10% of the group. After college, he applied for his dream job at an investment firm and was hired on the spot. And now, at 30 years of age, he's become one of the top millennial financial upstart companies. And his new book is out. It's called 7 Mindsets of Success: What You Really Need to Do to Achieve Rapid Top-Level Success. And Sten Morgan, congratulations. You have become one of the youngest top financial advisors in the country.
Thank you, Frankie. I appreciate that introduction. That was great.
And you just did this within a few years.
That's right. Yeah, I started my own practice at 25, my own team, and then by the age of 28 had received the Chairman's Council honor, which is the kind of represents the top 2% of advisors in the broker-dealer I was with. So it was pretty unusual.
So here you are at 30. Tell us about your – people think, oh, you probably got everything handed to you. Oh, no, 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 no. Tell them the real story.
Yeah, so I grew up single mom, three sisters, and we moved – lived in 5 states, I think 27 different houses before I was in high school. And so we had a lot of volatility, uncertainty, and I think for a large portion of my young life, I thought success was something that just happened to other people. So that was kind of my mindset for a long time until I really decided to take ownership of that and control my own circumstances and turn it around for myself.
And you have, along the way, these mindsets of success. And one of the things that you write about, which you shared with us yesterday, and I really want you to get into this, one of the important pieces, which my mouth is open, and I shared with some friends last night, and it was the concept of being uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm. So for so long in my life, we were so uncomfortable, whether that was financially or just moving around, a lot of uncertainty, changing schools often. And so my goal in life was to find a comfortable place and never leave that place. And as I realized, and I had gained some amount of success, which I thought was making enough money to pay your bills and be able to do some fun things on the side, I realized that that's not where greatness happens. If my point was to make an impact and bless a lot of people along the way, that I'm actually going to have to shift my mindset and actually start pursuing discomfort, because that's really where greatness and growth happens. And that was hard for me. It took years, but success quickly followed when I realized that my success was almost directly tied to how uncomfortable I was making myself.
Mm-hmm.
Whether that was intensive 3-day speaking courses over the weekend, which was, again, that's, I think, up there at the top of the list for most people on biggest fears, and I was right there with them. So I said, well, hey, if I want to get in front of groups and make a good impact, I think I need to learn how to do this. And so I took a speaking course, or I took designation tests. I challenged myself every 30 days to do something new, uncomfortable, because I know then at least I'm moving forward, I'm growing.
So what do you think millennials are doing wrong at this time?
I think they're spending too much time unintentionally trying to find themselves. I think that's kind of the general answer I hear, is I'm trying to figure out where my passion lies. But you need to be really extremely intentional about that. And some of the mindsets I talk about are, one, finding perspective, which if you feel like you have any kind of idea of what direction you may want to go in, maybe you want to be a writer or you want to be in the fitness industry, that's not just going to present a job to you. You need to go meet with people in that industry to gain perspective, to find out as soon as possible, is that really where I want to go? And so I think our society has almost accepted this. Between your 20s and 30s, you have freedom just to figure out what you want to be.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a lot of wasted time, and I didn't have that time. And so I had to do whatever I could to accelerate that learning curve to find my passion.
You know, college kids just getting out of school this year, trying to find their way, taking time off, playing, and then, you know, reality comes and they realize that, wait a minute, they have to do something. What would you tell the graduating class of 2017?
I'd tell them to be extremely intentional. And again, success doesn't just mean making a lot of money. I think that turns some millennials off. They want to make a difference. They want to be part of something bigger than themselves. And if you do that really well, you'll probably make good money along the way. But I think what paralyzes some of these people, these kids coming out of college, is that they're in their mind, they think success means that they have to find a job and stay in that job for 30 years, and that's just not very appealing to them. And part of my story and what we're trying to help with the book is to say, you know, success, you can do it quickly, but you need to do the right things in order to get there. And by the way, you'll get to have a lot of fun and help a lot of people also. It doesn't mean you're sitting in front of a computer 8 hours a day and bored out of your mind. So I think it's almost trying to shift the perspective they have, which is not accurate, to say, hey, you can own a business, you can work in a company, and here's what it can look like, and by the way, you can do it in 3 to 5 years.
You know, Stan, you're very young, you're very bright, you're accomplished so much. Do you sit down and say, okay, I'm now 30, I've accomplished so much, I have my wealth, I have this great, you know, career. What's the next big hurdle for you? Where do you see yourself if we're talking in 5 years?
That's a great question. And in the first chapter of the book, The Future Self, the exercise at the end of that chapter is exactly that. It's, can you train yourself to look into the future and hold yourself accountable, one, but also the answer to your question for me is I want to make a difference in our industry. Our industry has gone away from pure independent financial advice to where most people view advisors or insurance people as salesmen. And you sit down with somebody in our business, you're kind of trying to figure out what's your end goal as opposed to saying, hey, this is a trusted professional. And so I want to help more advisors get into this business, start their business the right way, and become successful quick enough to where they can actually stay in the business long term. So that's my 5-year. And so now I have to say, if that's what I want to accomplish, how do I work backwards and how do I accomplish that?
Mm-hmm.
So for me, writing a book was one of those. I do some speaking engagements to try to motivate young advisors to get into the business and really kind of help them know what does it look like to be in this business. But I think that's an exercise we all need to become really good at, and hopefully eventually it becomes second nature to where we're saying, here's where I want to go. Now, what do I need to do in the next 5 years to actually get there? Because it's not just going to happen.
So how do you give back as well? How do you take that balance of having the success but also being able to give back into the world?
One of my biggest motivators, and this is, I think, growing up with three sisters and a single mom and watching them struggle, and my biggest motivator was to get to a place where I could alleviate most of their discomfort if possible. And the goal of the book also, the last chapter, is generosity. It's what motivates you to get through the hard times. Because if it's all about making money, you'll probably make the money someday, but what we hear from everybody else that has made a lot of money is that it's really not that fulfilling. There has to be more than that. And so as I bring on advisors on my team and we mentor them and we pour into nonprofits in our local area and I've helped start nonprofits, the more successful you are, the more it frees you up to give back. And generosity is really fun, whether it's giving of your time or money. And so for me, that's really what continues to propel me to get up early and work hard every day, is less about making money, because at some point you've made enough money to pay your bills and live comfortably.
Yeah, yeah.
But now you're positioned to really just bless a lot of people, and that's something that when you have hard days...
Good for you. So you took care of Mama and the sisters. That's awesome.
Oh, yeah.
That's awesome. Good for you. That's a nice thing to do.
Yeah.
But I also want to talk about what exactly... You were saying about success. Success means a lot of things to a lot of different people. What is your definition of success?
I tell groups when I talk to them that...
I can't let you answer it because we're out of time.
Oh, out of time? I know. There's a cliffhanger there. People can go get the book and find out.
That's right. I was going to say, you've got all the information, Seven Mindsets of Success and Sten Morgan. Please come back. You're wonderful. I'm so impressed with you and all the success and the things that you're doing in life. You know, you're a true inspiration. And what's the best website?
They can go to Sten Morgan, STENMorgan.com.
Awesome. Thank you so much,
Appreciate
Sten it. Morgan.
Thanks,
and this is Frankie okay. Boyer. We'll be right back. Biz Talk Radio. Stay tuned.
Protect your teeth naturally with Silver Soul Tooth Gel. Nestled in the foothills of the majestic Rocky Mountains, American Biotech Labs, LLC is determined to serve you. Our Silver Soul technology is a patented technology that will forever change the nano-silver market. One of our company goals is to bring to you nano-silver products that are affordable, powerful, and yet as gentle and natural as the earth we live in. Enter in code Frankie30 at checkout to receive 30% off of your order at ablsilver.com. Once again, that code is Frankie30 to receive 30% off of your order. Visit ablsilver.com today. These products are dietary supplements. These products have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Products referenced are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Please consult a qualified medical professional for information, diagnosis, or treatment of such diseases.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
605-5370.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
Biz Talk Radio.
And welcome back. It is Frankie Boyer. By the way, we didn't mention with Carlin when she was on that June 23rd is Take Your Dog to Work Day. So live longer with the help of your pets. So that's Take Your Dog to Work Day. How fun is that? Well, Leo is here every day, so he's not mine, but he's like mine. So I think I'm in good shape. Men, listen up carefully, and women, this is a segment for you as well, especially for the men that you love in your lives, because Peter Starr is with us. Peter Starr has had the most award-winning, action-packed life one could ever imagine. Filmmaker, stunt driver, stunt all-around guy. And Peter, when did you get the news about prostate cancer?
Well, it was 2004, exactly 13 years ago this month. But I want to say something real quick. You just had this Take Your Daughter to Work Day. My current thing is Take Your Prostate to Work Day. In other words, don't let them remove your prostate. Make sure you take your prostate to work every day.
I love it. Okay.
As one of my key doctors says, you know, basically that his prostate is going to the grave with him, not without him.
Yes. Tell us a little bit about what your story has been and the work that you're doing for thousands of men.
Well, my story was I was diagnosed with prostate cancer 13 years ago this month and had the bejeebus frightened out of me by my doctor saying, you've got to do this, you've got to do that, you're going to die if you don't do this. And there's something about what he said and the way he said it that made me really think about it. And I went away and started to study the entire issue of prostate cancer. I read everything I could get my hands on and came to the conclusion that what they were telling me wasn't necessarily so. And I had to do a lot more research, which I consequently did. And that was 13 years ago. About 5 years ago, we started work on a documentary called Surviving Prostate Cancer Without Surgery, Drugs, or Radiation, which was on PBS, many PBS stations last year, in case you happened to catch it. And that gave us a lot of more credibility amongst a lot of people. And now I'm in Florida. This last weekend, I gave 3 speeches, one in Pensacola, one in Orlando, one in Tampa, dealing directly with men of prostate cancer age about if they get diagnosed, how they should deal with it without the threat of, well, if you don't do this, you're going to die kind of thing. And
yeah.
That's really the mission I'm on right now, is not so much necessarily in the end to tell men what to do, but I want them to be informed about everything they can before they make the decision and not regret it afterwards, when most of them seem to come to us and to our foundation after the fact, when the problems exist, and say, what can we do now? And unfortunately, you cannot undo surgery, you know?
You really can't. And I wanted you on because I was watching National baseball the other day, and they're all wearing these light blue hats and equipment and wristbands, and team uniforms were amended, and so now they're doing this awareness for prostate cancer, but there were not a lot of facts. There was not a lot of information. It was just wearing the blue to make men aware that this is Prostate Awareness Month. And I was thinking, there's got to be more to this campaign.
Well, the problem is there isn't. It's a campaign based on emotion, not fact. In fact, I read a thing on Facebook the other day about a company that's trying to raise all kinds of money, saying that they found the genetic cure for prostate cancer. And I'd love to be able to stand at the top of the Empire State Building and tell them BS. You know, it's absolutely not true. It's a money game that they're doing. And my whole belief now for so long, and I've seen this so many with men that have come to us for help or have seen my documentary, you've got to be involved yourself. You can stop it. You can cure it. You can, I don't say cure. That's a legal term that only doctors can use. But you can reverse it. You've just got to be involved and start taking responsibility for your own health, your own life, and not put the responsibility onto some third party. It wasn't the doctor that gave you the prostate cancer, and believe me, for the vast majority of men that I've come across in the last 10 or so years that I've been preaching this kind of thing, is the doctor's not going to cure you of it. You're going to do the vast amount of the work, so you might as well take responsibility and learn more about it.
You know, Peter, it's very, it's men and women both say when they hear the words, you have cancer, they say that it's just a moment you never forget, and it's devastating. It's absolutely devastating. But do share with us, after you get that initial shock, what comes next?
Well, there's one or two things. Either you put your entire faith into the doctor that told you that, and you believe everything he says, and you go along with the program, or you say, I don't want to do that. I think there's a better way. And you start then to search for people like me. I mean, there's others. I'm not the only one around doing this, by the way. It's just that sometimes, because of the success we have with our documentary, and I have a new book coming out called Prostate Cancer, Why We Get It, What to Do About It, it's things like this that bring people to our foundation for help. But there's other people out there. And the next step is really saying, am I going to be responsible for my condition, or am I going to put that responsibility into the hands of somebody else?
Right.
That's the next decision. If you say, I'm going to be part of this, I'm going to deal with this, then you start a learning process. One thing I'll say to wives or girlfriends or significant others of men that have been diagnosed, be part of it. The worst thing I've seen from women is they come to us afterwards, the man is impotent, he's incontinent, and I'm not talking about urine incontinence, I'm talking about fecal incontinence as well. And it's the woman that has to deal with it, and yet she knew nothing about it prior to the surgery or the radiation. And then all of a sudden, she's faced with dealing with a man that cannot live up to his marital responsibilities, if you like, in a sexual way. And he can't deal with it, you know, with going to the bathroom regularly or dealing with that. And the woman has to deal with that.
Right. That's why it's very important to check out Peter's website and the nonprofit work he's doing, the foundation he's created, and his film. And Peter, give all that information out, please.
Yes, it's the foundation is called Healing Arts Education Foundation, and the website is called survivingprostatecancer.org. Survivingprostatecancer.org. We are a 501c3 charity, and we do accept donations, and we sell the DVD to keep the work going. And pretty much
awesome. We got to run. Thank you so much, Peter Starr. Thank all of you, Frankie Boyer, for another edition of Biz Talk Radio. Frankie Boyer Show. We'll see you next time. Make it a great day, and as always,
smile. There are clouds in the sky. You'll get by if you smile.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio.